That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Superstorm Sandy, millions still in the dark as local power companies try to get it together. They're out there 24 hours working on power lines, blown up transformers, whatever it is that tipped the scales in the storm and left people struggling for power. It's like Bridgeport, Connecticut, WICC, our fine affiliate there, our big friends. We are so sorry to report that they are struggling big time. One of the worst places hit with the power outage is just absolutely awful. In New Jersey, pockets of outages in South Jersey and in northern New Jersey, Long Island in New York, parts of Manhattan still had some problems with power. And the thing is they don't know for sure when the power is going to be back on. How tough is that? You're juggling your life, and you got this power problem. You know, this is what you got to relate it to. You ever have the power go off at the most inopportune time? Okay, so we knew the storm was coming, and even if you're emergency prepared, which is great, you're not 100% prepared for how long it could be out, let's say, or you got the generator thing going on, but that only works so long. And then you're back and forth with when is it on, when is, you know, that whole thing. It's a nightmare. I mean, it's a nightmare. And it's going to be a nightmare as far as polling places are concerned, because they got to be able to have power at the polling places. Think of the electronic voting. We're not punching those tickets anymore. Remember the hanging chads? We're not taking our pencils and poking the ballots. It's done electronically. So 8.2 million people without power. That's how many people were left. And Bridgeport, the biggest, one of the biggest populations in the state, in Connecticut, they really got walloped by this storm. I mean, really got hit hard by this. And the mayor there, Bill Finch, is up in arms talking about how poorly United Illuminating, that's the name of the power company, how poorly they're doing in trying to help the city turn things around. as of before I went on the air, 27,000 people still did not have power. In Connecticut overall, 374,000 people were in the dark. So you got to think about this. When you're doing this whole damage thing, you got hospitals without power, you got fire stations, you got police stations that don't have it. That's the first priority. You got to be safe. You got to make things safe. There have been problems with looting. There have been places that have been looted. That's awful. And you had states in between from North Carolina, so further south, to Maine that didn't have power, that were stuck. The devastation from this storm is unbelievable. Much worse than Irene than you can possibly imagine. And the amount of money, the FEMA dollars, are going to have to really be pushed up. Congress will ultimately have to come up with some more money, because we're looking at maybe $50 to $60 billion to solve these problems. You know, that's why you saw Governor Christie is no fool. Thus, he was smart to cozy up to the president for the sense that his state was in serious trouble, a major state of emergency, and the sooner they could get the money in to get things fixed, to get it rolling, that's key. And he knows it. Key. It's like in New York, Con Edison. They have restored power to 250,000 people, but they still have people without power. So in Queens, 100,000 people don't have power. In Brooklyn, 83,000 people don't have power. In Staten Island, same thing. In the Bronx, there's people without power. It's a nightmare. The storm has been an absolute nightmare. But the storm will present an obstacle with this election, but ultimately, who has the most mojo, the most momentum going into the last couple of days of campaigning? Because Tuesday is election day. The president was still focused on Sandy, and he talked about the victims, the destruction, all that sort of stuff as he made his way around touring some of the areas.
All of us have been focused on one of the worst storms in our lifetime. You know, we are awed by the destructive power of nature. We're going to pledge to those whose lives have been turned upside down that we will not quit until we have given them all the help they need to recover.
Yep, all the help they need to recover, only we have to find the money somewhere. Where are we? By the way, airports flowing, stock exchange reopened, but there's still all the things in between, like I said, the recovery that has to happen. You think of, it's funny, I can remember, maybe some of you were listening to America Tonight, and thanks, by the way, for listening. I love the emails that I get from so many people, but remember when I was in Ocean City, New Jersey, doing my show from there, just a stone's throw away from Atlantic City. And I had been to Atlantic City three times on that trip to New Jersey. And that was one of the places that was one of the hardest hit by the wind, the fear, the planks coming up. You had boats in people's backyards. You had boats in people's houses. The surge was unbelievable what happened there. I mean, unbelievable, the evacuation that took place. Absolutely crazy. Maybe on the flip side, we got more on the storm and some other odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1726.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1769.39, $884.70 for a half ounce, or $442.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1769.39, $884.70, and $442.35.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What spring is like on Jupiter.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has mojo.
Mojo?
Mojo. The libido, the life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
What is it that our candidates have that you're really looking for? Maybe they don't have it. Who's got the mojo? Who do you think has the momentum heading into the last few days of this election? The final stretch is on, and the message has to be pure. The president is smashing Romney. He keeps, that's what he's doing. His favorite word is Romnesia. That's what the president is saying. Every single stop, and I've counted it, not anything to do with Sandy. He hasn't done that. When he's been off on the superstorm stuff, he hasn't talked about hasn't done the election thing. But when he's off doing the election thing, he clearly is hanging on to the Romnesia stuff. Is it working for him? Is this, you know, is this helping him get the momentum in the waning days of this election? He's handed out millions of booklets, as campaign people have, 20 pages of this slick-looking campaign booklet that talks about the things that the direction is headed in the future, let's put it that way. So... it's now absolutely a sprint. You know, running a campaign is a marathon. We are in the sprint portion of electing a president, either the current one for four more years, that means eight, or four new years with Mitt Romney. And it is about those electoral votes. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in. And I've said this a couple of different times, but the biggest nightmare for both of them could be Ohio. And you think of all this emphasis on how important Ohio is, but they've had a change in their absentee ballot process that might end up in a crazy scenario. And that means people, the absentee ballots, most of them aren't turned in yet. There's still so many that are out there. So they would have to get a provisional ballot. They take, here's what happens. Basically, thousands of Ohio voters might complete the absentee ballot application. They get a ballot, but they don't complete it and mail in the ballot. So anyone who has sent it in, you know, anyone who is sent it about, including those who don't complete it, and that later they show up at the polls on election day to cast their ballot in person, they have to do a provisional ballot instead. So under Ohio election law, I know I've explained this once before, the provisional ballot can't be opened until 10 days after an election. They can't open the ballot until 10 days after the election. So you know what that means for provisional ballots being filed? You could have 250,000. That's a large number of ballots that would be held. And for 10 days before they could be opened, what are they going to do? Have armed guards guarding them around the clock? I mean, that's ridiculous. This is going to be like 2000, the year 2000 in Florida. Ballot disputes, lawsuits, problems. I mean, come on. Craziness for 10 days and they can't even be counted? Then you got to go through the counting thing. And I read something in the Cincinnati Inquirer. They were talking about the applications. So check this out. The applications were mailed to 6.9 million of the 7.8 million registered voters. Oh, really? Are you kidding? I mean, that's just, wow, that's just ridiculous. You're almost speechless when you read this stuff.
It's crazy.
Yeah, thanks, Ohio. I like going to school there, but, I mean, come on. And here's what you got to think of. I went back and looked in the history books. It's easy. You could find this, too, I guess. But you go back into history. Jimmy Carter won Ohio, but only by 11,000 votes over Ford in 76. If you go back to 2004, GW won Ohio by 118,775 votes over John Kerry in, remember, a controversial finish in Ohio. So that's not good. I'm just saying. It's not good. This thing could drag out. This could drag out past the 17th. I mean, I'm hoping this isn't the scenario. This is it. Who's going to get enough electoral votes? If there's enough electoral votes, then it won't matter. Then forget the Ohio thing, but I just have a bad feeling about it. As soon as I read that whole thing about the provisional ballots, you know, you trust your gut, and I have a bad feeling about this one. I do. I think it is going to hinge on Ohio. Unless none of the swing states go, you know, none of the swing states go to Mitt Romney. And if they don't, if none of them do, then game over. It doesn't matter. But I don't think so. I don't think that's what we're going to see here. You might disagree, but I'm telling you, I think Ohio is going to play a big part in this. All right, so the mojo, the momentum, the mementos. Who has the momentum heading into this final twist around the track? I mean, this is it. After the marathon, after the stumping, the speeches, the shake in the hands, who knows? After all that stuff, it comes down to these moments. If the polls are right, and I think they're very, very close, what happens? What happens now? Who has the most momentum? In New Jersey, they're worried about where they're going to vote. And the reason they're worried about where they're going to vote in many of these communities is because of the struggles they're having with what I talked about at the top of the show, that they're in the dark. Here's what Governor Christie had to say about the good old power people.
If the state believes they were not diligent and aggressive in their activities to restore power, they could be subject to monetary penalties. They could even lose their certification.
Boy, that did not sound like Chris Christie. Somebody channeling Chris Christie, it sounded like. Didn't sound like him.
I concur. That didn't sound like
that's
Chris
not Chris Christie. That's not Chris Christie. I don't know who that was. But it was interesting what he said about the power companies, that they better get it straight or they're in trouble. But I don't think that was him, unless he completely changed his voice. So Chris Christie, I don't think has slept in 3 days. I don't think he slept since this whole thing started happening. He's like on every show, and he's got bags under his eyes, and he's talking about the people of New Jersey and trying to get it all together. Because he's got this state where from south to north and all those places in between, you have got an unbelievable mess with cars turned over, blackouts in certain areas, and people that are blowing up the governor's phone line and hitting them with faxes when they run to the library because they have power there. it's really tough when it hits you, when you're not prepared. Or even if you are prepared, how prepared can you be for a superstorm? If you lived on the coastline, you had to evacuate. I mean, you had to evacuate. You had no choice. What are you going to do? You can't be there with 80-mile-an-hour winds smacking against your windows. And if you've had a boat or a house along the boardwalk or even a couple blocks off, you had to get out of there. And then what did you come back to? That's the problem, is what people came back to and what they encountered and trying to pull this back around. You know what? I'll tell you. Here's one thing, and I'm not kidding about this, that some people will probably, I'm thinking, are going to do over the weekend. What do you do when you're in these situations, you're mired in this, and you need some place to go, you need a break from wherever, you're maybe staying with somebody, some people are still in shelters, you know what you do? You go to the movies. You go to the movies. And I think people are gonna go to the movies. If they've got kids or whatever, they're going to take them to the movies to just get away from, to take a break from either cleaning up all their stuff or waiting for the power to come back on. So we've got our cheap movie review coming up next here on America Tonight.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
People head to the movies, like I said, to escape some of what's going on with the cleanup in the East, perhaps. Just something to do with kids over the weekend, killing a little time and giving them a break from what's happening in the neighborhood. So there is an interesting kids movie out. There are a couple that are already out there. Hotel Transylvania is one of them, and that might be one that is ends up being heavily trafficked, and it's at the box office just last week it was like $9.4 million. Argo for adults, that's the Iran hostage crisis thing, the Ben Affleck hit. I saw that, I liked it. Cloud Atlas is the other one where it's kind of like the Past Lives thing. Tom Hanks and Halle Berry star in that. The new ones that we're going to look at this time around include Denzel Washington back on the big screen. The movie that he's in is the first one we're going to look at, and it's called Flight. Take a listen.
We are in a dive.
You saved a lot of lives.
You're a hero, man.
Why do we need a lawyer?
You had alcohol in your system.
Does Whitaker know he's going to jail?
It's a lie.
You hiding something?
Someone put me in a broken plane.
He saved my mom.
We can't play around with these people.
This thing's so heavy, it's killed me. You'd think you'd be alive if I wasn't flying that plane.
Flight, rated R, in theaters November 2nd.
All right, so you heard his voice there. He plays a character named Whip Whitaker, who's an airline pilot. He crash lands. It's kind of a miracle crash landing. And he's a hero for 5 seconds. But then they start to question him about the crash, pinning it on him. And he's stunned by that. If you go to see this movie, it's over 2 hours long. So then you throw in the time for the previews. And you might actually be... He might actually be in the theater for a little bit of time. The movie's gotten some really good buzz because it's kind of a dramatic, darker story about some of the demons people face with addiction, and then it's wrapped into this whole airplane thing that outs him, basically. And you have some other people in this. Don Cheadle stars in this, too, and Bruce Greenwood. He's a big character actor you would recognize. So the movie, maybe just even that little snippet doesn't do it justice. It, like I said, it has fared pretty well with critics, if you buy into the whole critics thing, though. It's like Rotten Tomatoes. My brother, he won't go and see any movie unless, what does Rotten Tomatoes say about it? And I must not be on the same... I must think differently than the people for Rotten Tomatoes. Sometimes I agree with them, but I'll see movies that they just trash, and I think they're good for whatever it's worth. Okay, so the second movie that we're looking at is a movie called Man with the Iron Fist. Take a listen.
Quentin Tarantino presents...
Warrior!
We'll see who's left standing and who's on their knees.
The new legends of Kung Fu.
Some pleasure before business?
Evil business. This is pleasure. On November 2nd,
make some noise.
I'll put you where your tongue's not champion. Tongue's not champion. Tongue's not champion.
I always take a gun, don't I, fight? The Man with the Iron Fist, rated R.
All right, Man with the Iron Fist, and you could Quentin Tarantino. You know, I love his story. You go back to Pulp Fiction and what a huge hit that was. And here and there, he's had some Kill Bill volumes. I think it's 1, 2, and 3. That got criticized, but it also got heavy, heavy play, and a lot of people love Quentin Tarantino since he's a little bit more on the edge. And this movie looks to be serious, kick-butt kind of movie. So if you like that type of movie, you know, the whole fighting thing, then you would probably like Iron Fist. Usually in his movies, he has a lot of that. He has a lot of, crazy action, I guess, is the thing. And this one, it's strictly about a town's blacksmith that's been forced by a radical tribe to create a bunch of tools of destruction. So there's a whole war that's boiling over, and it goes back to ancient times. Not shockingly, because I don't think Quentin Tarantino does a movie that's not massively bloody. It's R for bloody violence, they describe it as, language and brief drug use. I don't think you're taking any kids to this one. It's a shorter movie. It's an hour, 36 minutes, and it's definitely action, adventure, drama. Like I said, if you like Quentin Tarantino and the kind of movie he does, and you would like this. Now, there are some well-known people in it. Lucy Liu's in it, and Russell Crowe also stars in it. Rick Yoon is in it. He's another person that you would probably recognize, too, if you go and watch this one. Now, the kids' movie that I think is going to do really, really well this weekend, I think a lot of people will go to the theaters and see this, is called, and it's been getting heavy play. They've been doing a lot of advertising for it, both in prime time and on billboards and buses and stuff, and it's called Wreck-It Ralph. Check this one out.
My name's Wreck-It Ralph.
I can fix it.
30 years I've been doing this. It starts to feel hard to love your job when no one else seems to like you for doing it.
I'm gonna wreck it.
I don't want to be the bad guy anymore.
Ralph abandoned his game.
Welcome to Game Central Station. Trains for all game destinations now boarding.
you are bad guy. But this does not mean you're bad guy.
Ralph,
you're game jumping?
The kitten whispers and tickle fights stop now.
You're not from here, are you?
Get out of this game, buddy!
What's your name?
Frickin' Ralph.
Are you a hobo?
Listen, I try to be nice.
None of the nice.
You're mimicking
me. You're mimicking me.
That is rude, and this conversation is over.
This conversation is over.
Disney's Wreck-It Ralph.
All right, so did you get that? He is in a game, basically, and he's tired of being in the game. He wants to be tired of being overshadowed in his game by Fix-It Felix, who's the good guy, the star of the game. He gets to always save it. And he decides after doing the same thing, he doesn't want all the glory to go to Felix, so he needs to jump games. Kind of an interesting twist, whoever wrote this, and it's action-adventure animated thing, and it's PG, so certainly Walt Disney kids could go and see it. The voices you hear, John C. Reilly, Jack McBrayer's in it, Jane Lynch, Sarah Silverman, some voices that if you're a TV fan or a comedic person, if you like comedy, you probably would know who those, who all of them are. But it's definitely been pushed out there a lot. I wouldn't be shocked if it was number one at the box office this time around, and it's perfect for kids. I mean, it's perfect for kids because think of it. They get the game thing, they're gamers, right? Or some of them are gamers. And if they're not, they would get this concept, the whole idea of jumping around the arcade and through all the different generations of video games to prove himself as somebody who could be the hero meeting. And some of this is funny because you'll remember some of these games, which I think is clever, going through some of the older games. So he's jumping all over the place from things that, from the past, you know, like the Pac-Mans and stuff, and then moving forward with that. I was thinking about this movie when I was a kid. What I was thinking about what we played in the arcades, or when you were waiting for a slice of pizza. Anybody out there play Centipede? Oh, we used to play Centipede constantly. My brother and I played Centipede.
Me.
I loved it. I love Centipede.
Yeah, Centipede was awesome.
Yeah, you played Centipede too, huh? Yeah. Centipede and Pac-Man. I wasn't huge on Pac-Man, but it's always there. It's still there. It's everywhere. And I played it. I mean, I played Pac-Man. It wasn't my favorite, but Centipede was probably. I was always looking for Centipede, and that game was always taken because it's been popular for a long time. I mean, it's still popular if you can find them in some of the arcades when you go to the arcades. Because now, kind of that retro thing, the what's old is new. A lot of that has popped back. Even though with video games, kids now. That's the whole thing. Remember the Game Boy thing? Although Game Boy's kind of passé. Now it's about apps and the games that you have on your iPhone or your Android or whatever. And I don't even know if a lot of kids are running around with Game Boys anymore because of the phone. I pretty much it's the app deal. My nephews are all, I don't think they even have a Game Boy, or even, I don't even know if they have a console anymore. They have the one, it's not Atari, I can't think of what it, that people use now. Oh, it slipped my mind. But where you're doing actual physical things, like playing tennis or ski jumping, that kind of stuff. What's that? You know what that is, Charles. What
is
it?
It's called a Wii.
The Wii, thank you. So the Wii is not completely passé, but I think a lot of those other games and the gaming thing, it's still, and if it's not completely, it's a lot of it is going toward the phone. Whatever the mobile device is, that's where it's headed. Whatever games, you know, the Angry Birds, that kind of stuff, it's absolutely headed in that direction. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got the mailbag. Hang with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What happened? How badly were you hit? What FEMA's going to do? How's this damage all going to be paid for in the federal government with so much of the deficit? And many of you focused on that when you sent me what was going on in your neck of the woods when you filled up the mail bag. So as we head down the final straightaway here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's go to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail here.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
All right, mailbag. So here's our first one. This one comes to us For Major John, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney and listeners of America. Tonight, I must tell you that I hail from Long Island. I no longer live there, but don't live too far away. Luckily for me, in my little pocket of New York, I didn't have to deal with power outages and looting and all kinds of terrible things. A little bit of water, but not too much. It makes me sad to see all these people lining up to get gas with these fuel shortages and all the problems that were caused by Sandy. I cannot believe some of my childhood memories have been completely shattered by a wall of water. How are we going to pay for all of this? As I have seen with my own eyes the damage, whatever the estimates are, you can almost double it. I guarantee it'll probably be $50 billion to $60 billion. What do you think will happen? Well, what I think has happened is going to have to be that FEMA, it needs more money. The government's going to have to come up with what they can. I mean, but how much can you spare? See, this is what the problem is. So is it going to trickle in? Remember when, it's like when we've had a lot of disasters in the last 3 or 4 years. So what happens, what disaster takes precedent? What disaster do you pay for first? You know, remember like Alabama, flattened Tuscaloosa, right by the university, by Twister, and I mean, you're talking millions of dollars of damage. We've had a couple of other things, even Irene. So by the time you start to pay for one thing and another thing and another thing, you know, you keep going back to the well. And the problem is going back to the well, pretty soon you get to the well and there's nothing left. And so that's true. What FEMA is not going to have that money there. So there's not much to spare. So we're going to have the cake sales. I mean, it's not funny, actually. Looking at what they have in their budget, and I was just seeing a number, and I talked about this before. I mean, he's right about the damage. It's scary, sad. It's just really, it's alarming. It's that bad. The pictures, the video don't even do it justice. I've had friends that have sent me other things, and I'm like, wow, where's this on the tube? I haven't seen this one. Of course not, because they're only going to shoot a certain amount of things. But right now they say they've got $3.6 billion to pay for their initial response. And the total bill, they don't even want to give predictions because it's almost like they don't want to know. We don't want to talk about the number because it's going to be so ridiculous. I mean, Congress is going to have to consider additional funding during what is now really absolutely a lame duck session. And where you have the kind of impact that you're talking about, and we already have trillion-dollar deficits, where's this money coming from? You know, how much are we going to pay out of the gate? It's very sad. It's very emotional. But what happens to the state and local governments? Do they have to pay for the cleanup? Is the state of New Jersey have to come up with money? Hey, there's no reason why the governor was smart to get in there and get as much federal money as he can, because he knows New Jersey's struggling like some of the other states. And also the local municipalities, whatever it is, the suburb, the city, the whatever, they're going to have to pay for it. They're going to have to pay for it. What are they going to do? And it's like the Obama administration just approved a request for Washington to cover 100% of the cost for emergency public transportation and power restoration for New York City and New York State, right? And that lasts from October 30th to November 9th. FEMA, what is a normal thing, has to pay 70% of the damages. That leaves the rest for the state and the local people to pay. But the president made an exception for New York, and they're saying an exception could be made for New Jersey. And here's the thing. This is also plays into politics because the administration doesn't want to seem like they're not doing very much. But, you know, here we go again. Where is the money coming from? I mean, this is a big disaster. There's national economic implications here. Sorry, so I dove pretty deep into this, but this is something to watch on what they're going to agree to pay and what damages insurance is going to cover and all that other stuff. I mean, this is an insurance nightmare. This is a nightmare, period. This one from Scott, who says, Kate, I have to tell you, I was looking around and actually touring some places in South Jersey, and I thought of you. I was at Atlantic City. I don't live too far away from Atlantic City, and you just wouldn't believe, you wouldn't recognize a portion of the boardwalk. New Jersey is in big trouble, and the city is going to have to come up with some kind of solution to this. And as you know, the mayor of Atlantic City got into it with the governor of New Jersey, so he feels like he's been poked in the eyes, and this is not going to be cheap. The Atlantic City that you saw 4 months ago no longer exists. Wow. A lot of people are saying that Seaside Heights, New Jersey, was just buried, and that's up north, was just buried in sand. In Atlantic City, they had a lot of problems with sand and debris, but not the houses weren't as buried as the ones at Seaside Heights were, because it was must have been bigger where it hit, and the sand that it pushed back, the erosion on these beaches is going to be wild to see what that is. But yeah, we go back to the money thing again. It's not going to be cheap. The National Flood Insurance Program is $17 billion in debt. Remember, we had all those problems with floods. So what's the claims going to be like for Sandy? The year of Katrina, as an example, in 2005, they paid out $17.7 billion. $17.7 billion. Ooh. Yeah. This is going to take a long time to pull this all together, for sure. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Todd Mansfield, and Todd says, hello, old friend. How are you doing? Wondering about the election and what you think ultimately will happen. Do you really believe it's that close, or is this more media hype? Now, I think it's close, but is it close in the popular vote and what happens in the electoral vote? Here's the thing. For Romney to win, as my pal Dan in Texas, who frequently calls the show, would say, oh, there's a movement that's happening with the Tea Party, and you wait and see. There's going to be lots of mobilization, and the more people that are mobilized and out there voting, then what a difference that could make. So truly, are we going to see that in the numbers? Might see it. I think it's close. I just think it's too close to call. It's going to be making for a very interesting election night, let me tell you. Thanks to everyone who listened, and to Charles in Charge. Great job, as always. You make this weekend count.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.